Mad Radio, John McClain is going to be in tomorrow a little bit early at 7 o'clock because the Texans will face the 49ers in a practice. They are doing an inter-squad practice tomorrow.
They need a little squabbage.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday as well before they play on Saturday. And if you're going to the open practices Wednesday and Thursday, those are usually a good time, especially when they start scrimmaging. Then you can get some takes out of it. It's fun to watch.
The best thing about a scrimmage is that both sides claim they won almost always. Yeah. Anybody that played high school football knows that when you scrimmage, unless you're doing like an actual game scrimmage, usually you're just doing all these situations. Both sides leave thinking they won the scrimmage.
I disagree.
Really?
The scrimmage that we had against Largo High School the day after my junior prom, which I didn't drink for because we had a scrimmage at 8 in the bleeping morning.
Yeah.
Dexter McCluster.
Plus it's illegal, kids.
Murdered us.
And,
murdered us.
DUIs and whatnot.
Well,
yes.
I can't really blame you
on your way to school
that.
Right now listening to that. That's why Paul didn't drink, because it's not safe.
Terrible, terrible experience to go from, first off, having ankles that didn't work because I was going through different sized cleats. You know, like how when you're still going through a growth spurt, so I had these like 20
cleats. Oh, like your cleats were too tight?
I couldn't run.
Yeah,
and Dexter McCluster, meanwhile, is like just making everyone look like idiots
just
on our team.
Against Dexter McCluster.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Kids, especially in high school. Like that just pure unbridled speed.
There's
nothing you can do about that.
That's a rough spot.
And I didn't drink the night before. My teammates were not feeling good. Our coach was pissed at us after
so
the
Dexter
game.
McCluster was just like probably rushed and returned for a total of 900 yards.
Luckily, there were
that.
No returns. And every single play, like, it was never longer than 40 yards. We had like 40 yards to go to the end zone.
Oh yeah, you were just working from the.
So it was like you had 10 plays to get from the 40 to the end zone. But Dexter did not need 10 plays. Let's just leave it at that.
That was, I just remember real quick, the worst experience I had in high school is when we were a bad football team when I was in high school. They ended up being really good when they got a new athletic director. But we were a bad team, and the town next to us was like perennial state champs. And we would go in there. We had 22 kids on my varsity football team. We went in, and they rotated in four platoons of guys. So it was like us. It was like like 11 guys that could actually play football on the field. We'd go we'd go six plays against their starters, six plays against their second string, six plays for 2 hours.
That's brutal.
It was the biggest ass kicking I've ever been a part of.
Yeah. So O'Brien was upset at practice yesterday. He was not happy with the performance. He was asked why practice didn't go well, and he said, well, basically, you can go ask them, referring to the players.
Yeah, he was ticked off, and look, I've been covering the Texans out of the locker room, for those who don't know, for the last 6-7 years or so, but over the last couple of years, I have really, I feel, gained an understanding of what Texans head coach Bill O'Brien is. I feel like he's a lot like me. I feel like he's sarcastic, but he also gets angry very quickly, and then he gets over it a couple of minutes later. But I thought, okay, let's put together a scale. The scale of Bill O'Brien anger levels. We'll go from 1, which is at the absolute lowest level, to 7, which is where you want to get out of the same room as him. And if you're in the same room for a long period of time, you might get yelled at. First off, 1, we'll call this the Deshaun Watson level. This is when you ask him a question, he says, oh, that's a good question, or he makes some polite remark about you for whatever reason. Here's an example during the Astros and the Yankees playing each other in the playoffs last year of that.
And an even bigger fan now that they're playing the Yankees. Right, Paul?
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, see that right there? He's like happy, he's smiling, he's bubbly. He's not talking about football. So he's at a 1 here at the Deshaun Watson level, which is where you would be least angry.
So that's the, that's a good question level.
I was looking for more questions that I asked him where he said, yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, okay.
And there are a couple that he has said that, but I was not able to find quickly.
He's at his best mood when he wants to expand on some football thing.
Well, just like Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Kind of like Belichick in that way. Exactly.
Or anybody else really. When you're not being grilled and judged extremely, then you tend to be happier about that.
2, let's say it's Fitzpatrick. I feel like this is subjective. What 2 of all the quarterbacks Bill O'Brien has been through, where we would put this on the 2 level for Bill O'Brien's scale of anger. But this is when he's a tad sarcastic, which I feel like is pretty close to when he's happy and talking about non-sports or over-explaining things. I prefaced a question once by saying, this is obviously Captain Hindsight. I got this.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul. Huh? Appreciate it, though.
He was happy.
He's teasing you a little bit.
He's teasing, yeah. Right? He gets in a teasing.
That's
mood.
Not bad.
I feel like,
and
this...
even there though, that the one thing where he suffers this sometimes because his sarcasm even on the audio doesn't come across. Like sarcasm never comes across in print. Then on audio, it's not quite as clear. But there's times like right there where he was completely just joking. Listening to the audio, it sounds a little bit more pointed it than does. It actually was.
You have
yeah.
to see his facial expressions for a lot of these. And then a little bit later, I asked Bill O'Brien a question. I don't remember when exactly this came from.
It's a team sport, as you mentioned.
Yes, it is, Paul.
Wasn't a great question. I preface my questions a lot with Bill O'Brien.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. That's what he's saying. This is a good level of O'Brien.
Yeah, this is happy
he's having
O'Brien.
Fun.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
It doesn't sound that way, does it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that way.
Yeah, it is, Paul.
But he's smiling there. Because he looks for spots like that to mess around. Yeah. I think he tries to have fun there.
I think he does. And then,
You know what? He's like a dog. He's like a golden retriever with an abusive owner. And the abusive owner is the press. The media. Yeah, because like he does. He's up there and he just wants to like, hey, can we play catch with a ball? And they're like, why Brock Osweiler? Why?
Number three on the Bill O'Brien scale of anger would be Brian Hoyer. He's going to give you a generic non-answer. You have no idea how he's feeling. You can sort of tell he doesn't want to be there.
More consistent play. Just basically operating better in all three phases, cleaner game, things like that. I think these guys competed against Kansas City. I think the effort was really good, but just more consistent play.
Yeah, that's him yesterday.
He's definitely thinking about something. Oh, that was yesterday?
That was yesterday when he was talking about the game two. That was moment during the entirety of that little sit down where he actually seemed okay. But the rest
was that
of
right
it,
at the very beginning?
That was in the middle of it.
What you can tell there is that I think his almost that's you could tell he was thinking about something else. So as he's given that answer, he was thinking about something that happened during practice.
I think he was thinking of the practice
and
too.
And that's when after that, like every answer was really short and really angry.
That was right after a clip that you'll hear a little bit later. Okay. Number four on the Bill O'Brien scale of anger. This is when he starts pushing back on questions. This is an example where let's just take a look and take a listen to a couple of them.
There's 160 plays in the game.
The one that
ask
was
me
intercepted
exactly
on.
What play you're talking about.
The first interception of the game.
It was a play action pass where three blocks were missed up front. he was flushed from the pocket, and he tried to make a play to Hopkins. The interception wasn't a great thing. The other play you're talking about, that was to Fedorowicz, not Griffin. I mean, I'll go through every single play with you. I got them. You know what I mean? Any play you want to ask me about, I'll go through it. But I'll correct you when you're not right about asking about what play. We all have to do a better job, starting with me leading into the Green Bay game.
Was he talking about you, too?
But on the accuracy front, and I understand what you're saying on those two plays.
We could be here all day. I enjoy your questions. I really do. I think that one of the keys to being a good quarterback is being accurate. And I think that we work on accuracy with all of our quarterbacks all the time. I think that's a key. I think Brock would be the first one to tell you. I think there's been very many times where he has been accurate, and there's been other times where he hasn't been as accurate as he needs to be. He's working very hard to be as accurate.
And you get it from that point.
I think you should have trolled him by being like, yeah, you know, the white tight end. I just got him confused.
Now, was he being sarcastic when he said, I enjoy your questions?
I don't think so. I think he was
trying to couch it. Like, he was trying to pull it back a little bit.
Right. I think he was being friendly, but he realized that things were getting a little bit combative. And I, in that moment, was just trying to ask him about the interceptions and what happened on those two interceptions in that game that Brock Osweiler threw.
Look, game respects game. And I think Bill O'Brien, who's got a world class temper, understands that he can recognize in you that you have a world class temper too, and I think that's where there's a certain respect
there
between
two
guys.
He hasn't see the good thing is he has not seen my temper yet. He has yet to see it.
Oh really?
I wonder how well he actually knows like about said temper.
But maybe he just knows by osmosis or just something.
It's like
something
the equivalent
the
of like gaydar or something, except like it's rage dar. Like you can just tell, you know. Yeah.
Who gets angry?
All right, a little bit further down the scale of anger, you have the TJ Yates, Brandon Weedham, Case Keenum mode, where he's just resigned.
I know you don't want to get fined, but also there was the block punt where the refs just blew the whistle instead of throwing the flag out on the field.
I don't know, Paul. I don't really know. I think that, I don't know. Sorry. I'd love to give you a better answer than I don't know, but...
So that's
always good because that's one of those very easy reading between the lines. He's saying that call sucked. These refs are terrible, but I'm just not going to say it.
Right. Number six on the scale of Bill O'Brien anger, and this is the one that I think everyone wants. This is when he is just wants to squab with somebody, and he's open about it, and he's in the midst of his feelings. This is perhaps my favorite memory of this from, well, when the Texans had clinched the AFC South.
You lose three games in a row, whether you're a coach or you're a player, it's difficult to, I imagine, come into work every single day and say, okay, well, it's just on to the next thing.
Yeah, I would say that it's never difficult to come to work when they're paying you to coach and play football. That was one of my points to the team today. They're actually handing you a paycheck to coach and play football. That's better than working.
Also seems a little bit combative there, but that was not the Brian T. Smith versus Bill O'Brien audio that I was looking for.
When basically, I believe we have it in our little machine.
I forgot we have a machine.
I apologize because I just dumped like a ton of audio on Chris Jones here, so and the labeling was not exactly as good as it could be. Okay, this is Brian T. Smith versus O'Brien.
It wasn't the prettiest of games.
Doesn't matter, Brian. But AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Yeah, but you guys are back in the...
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt
you. That's right.
That is the Ryan Mallett number six.
Which one was that after? Which game was that after?
That was when they clinched the... Was that after the Bengals game when what's-his-name missed the field goal?
That's
against the Cincinnati Bengals on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, 2016.
It might have been because that's when they clinched the AFC South. Yes. And I imagine he wasn't thrilled with the way that they won.
Randy Bullock is the name I was thinking
this
of.
This has nothing to do with Bill being angry. This is my all-time favorite Bill O'Brien quote.
I'm not a narrator. I'm not an author. I'm not a journalist. You are the narrative man, you guys and women.
He was pretty angry. Was he talking to Brian T. Smith there?
I don't know.
I think he was.
I think he might have been, yes.
And me being the moron that I am, I forgot that, so I was reminded of that.
At the very end, I feel like O'Brien is at his worst when he is very short and very abrupt. I feel like that, just like me, if you really want to know when Paul's angry... You won't hear me. Because I'm trying to think of what to say. And I get very, very quiet. This is where he wants to pull out a machine gun. This is the Brock Osweiler level, the 7. And that happened just yesterday at camp. He was asked about practice. It sounds like he's fine. He is not fine.
The pass protection side of things looked like there were some issues.
It was terrible.
That also. He's angry. It's short. It's abrupt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a one-word answer. He's agreeing with you. Like, he's angrily agreeing with the writer or the reporter at that point.
And the disrespect that they show our quarterbacks, I'm tired of that, too.
That was pretty angry.
That's a six. That's at the mallet
level. And that was in a meeting.
But that was in a meeting. That wasn't with the press.
Yes. Time now
for... That was him being mad. Well, he was mad at the press there. That's how he talks behind your back, Paul.